This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flares and explosion could be seen lighting up the sky over Gaza Strip on Friday as Israeli forces continue to strike the embattled enclave. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the ongoing battle on Thursday.
For our part, the United States has made clear that Israel has to make maximum efforts to avoid civilian casualties, even as Hamas continues to use civilians as human shields.
The United Nations said nearly 2 million people, more than 80% of Gaza's population, have been driven from their homes since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, triggered by the deadly October 7th Hamas assault on southern Israel. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages on in Gaza's second-largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan has pledged $4.5 billion to Ukraine for its war against Russia. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announcing Thursday, $1 billion of which is designated for humanitarian aid. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden, the U.S. president's son, has been indicted on 9 charges in the western state of California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel investigation. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence-peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in the state of New York Thursday, hours before the start of Hanukkah, then said, "Free Palestine," as he was taken into custody, according to police. No one was hurt. Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters following that shooting.
"Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable."
The episode took place amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza, which faces heightened criticism for the mounting Palestinian debt toll. Russian President Vladimir Putin is moving closer to a fifth term as president after Russian parliament set the 2024 election date. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Speaking at the Federation podium in the upper house of parliament, Russian Senator Andrei Klishas announced, "The Federation Council of the Russian Federation is to decide on setting the date for the presidential election on March the 17th, 2024. Members of the Federation Council, which is Russia's upper house of parliament, voted unanimously to approve a decree setting the date. Putin hasn't yet announced his intention to run again, but is widely expected to do so in the coming days, now that the date has been set. Having established tight control over Russia's political system, Putin's victory in the March election is all but assured. Prominent critics who could challenge him on the ballot are either in jail or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. I'm Karen Chamas."
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling that found he is not immune from criminal prosecution over its efforts to overturn the 2020 election. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.